How do you pray? Tentatively, doubtingly, or boldly and expectantly? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley. This is My Money Life from Crown. King Herod Agrippa persecuted Christians in the days of the early church. James, the brother of John, was killed with the sword. And since that pleased the Jews, he had Peter arrested and put in prison. There he was guarded by four squads of four soldiers. But the church earnestly prayed for Peter. The night before his trial, we're told in Acts that Peter was sleeping chained between soldiers. An angel of the Lord woke him and told him to get up and dress. Peter's chains fell off, and he followed the angel past the guards and walked through the iron gate and out of the city. Meanwhile, the church still earnestly prayed. Suddenly, a knock at the door shattered their focus. A servant girl, seeing it was Peter, ran overjoyed to report the news, but failed to let him in. When they opened the door and saw him, they were overjoyed. Prayers were answered. Peter was safe. Now, perhaps you feel imprisoned by your financial circumstances. Maybe you're held captive by debt, the need for a job, or a means to organize your finances. How earnestly are you praying? The Bible tells us, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Pray expectantly. God's able to do far more than we can think or even imagine. The early church learned that. Do your part and watch what God will do. If you have a problem with credit card debt, we recommend Christian credit counselors. They can create a debt management plan to free you from bondage. For more information, call the Crown Helpline at 800-722-1976 or visit crown.org/CCC.